One of my favorite scriptures is found in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity envieth not. Charity vaunteth not itself, is not puffed up, doth not behave itself unseemly, seeketh not her own, is not easily provoked, thinketh no evil, rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in the truth, beareth all things, believeth all things, hopeth all things, endureth all things. Charity never faileth. In part, I think that's one of my favorite scriptures because it so well describes our mother. Four pillars that describe and shaped our mother are her love of family, her love of the gospel, her love of music, and her love of this beautiful valley. I'd like to share just one or two personal reflections on each of those. As a youngster, I was possessed of an independent spirit and therefore found myself not infrequent subject of discipline. Invariably, after the discipline, as I usually lay in my bed reflecting on my misdeeds, our mother followed the admonition, reprove at times with sharpness, and afterwards show forth an increase of love. And I came to cherish those times that she'd come and sit down on the bed and tell me how much she loved me. And those times were perhaps an especially poignant and close time. Retrospectively, it occurs to me that perhaps the hope or the expectation of that time with my mother and that increased love may have encouraged some of my independent spirit and the less than infrequent discipline that ensued. Our mother loved the gospel. She had a very strong testimony of the gospel. She lived her testimony, her conviction every day. She was not given to public professions of faith. I don't recall that I've ever heard her bear her testimony in public, possibly once or twice. But she lived every spirit of the gospel. And in private, she shared her strength of testimony and expressed that there was never a time, even in her earliest memories, that she ever questioned or doubted the truthfulness of the gospel. It was always a part of her life and always a part of who she was from the very earliest times. As you're all aware, she was a great musician. She sang beautifully, as does her daughter. And she played the piano beautifully. I think similar to what my brother shared, I can remember well coming home from school each day, even into my teenage years in high school. And as I came through the front door, sometimes I shouted out, "Hey, Mom," sometimes I didn't, but I always listened for her playing the piano. And she usually was playing the piano as I came home from school. And when I heard the piano, I knew all was well. I knew she loved me. And finally, her love of the valley. She lived, I think, 42 years of her 78 years in the valley, and she loved the valley. The valley always lived in her heart. Those who were acquainted with her know of her compassion and caring and her love. An item that escaped those who knew her less well was the depth of her character and her conviction. A phrase that describes her well is she beautified her surroundings. I miss my mother tremendously, but I do not mourn her passing, for I know that she is now engaged making heaven more beautiful.